Welcome to the Spiritual Leadership Podcast with Pastor Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and founder and president of West Coast Baptist College.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Spiritual Leadership Podcast today, and I am really excited about the content that we have before us. We're going to speak about how to motivate others in ministry. But before we get to that, I just want to say how thankful I am for the reformatting of our podcast, the great job our crew is doing with the visuals, and mostly we're thankful for the host of Christians that join us every month on the Spiritual Leadership Podcast. And it's my prayer that the content today and each month will be a great blessing to you. We also want to encourage you to begin sending in questions here on the podcast. We're going to have those questions coming in at qa@lancasterbaptist.org, qa@lancasterbaptist.org. And each month we're going to take 2 or 3 minutes and just answer some of the questions that come in from friends across the country and around the world. Well, today I want you to think with me about the great challenge we have in ministry of encouraging people forward in their faith and to see people grasp the biblical vision for ministry. Paul was challenging Timothy with that very issue in 2 Timothy. Of course, the Apostle Paul was probably in the Mamertine prison facing imminent death. He said, "The time of my departure is at hand." But he's writing to Timothy and he says, "Be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." And I want to speak to you today about motivating people by the grace of God. You know, as a pastor now for 30 years, we've been through numerous different time changes of our service schedules and numerous different outreach campaigns and millions of dollars of building programs. And what is amazing to me is to watch a core of our membership who've been here 10, 20, 30 years, who continue to reach out, to give, to sacrifice. And you know, you can motivate people with fleshly motivation for a period of time, but to see that long-term motivation, I really believe it's the grace of God, it's the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. And that's why people need to grow, not only in knowledge, but in the grace of God. And spiritual leadership really involves moving people along the path of God's grace so that they can follow His agenda for worldwide evangelization. And I know that's your passion as it is my passion. Unfortunately, fleshly leadership oftentimes motivates in a way that can be very, very defeating. And I've got to tell you, my early years of ministry, I did not always motivate in ways that were biblical and pleasing to Christ. I had seen some modeling of how to just kind of push the agenda rather than to lead people into God's agenda. And so I hope some of the truths that I share with you today might be an encouragement to you. You know, as I think about fleshly motivations, unscriptural motivation, you've seen them, you've felt them, it doesn't feel good. I think, for example, sometimes of people who lead by guilt and they have sort of a guilt trip motivation. I think of a church that for many years on Wednesday night would ask everyone that's going to go out on the soul winning program tomorrow,